You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, you guys? Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm testing this background out. Do you guys think it looks too kooky? This could be my dream living room, right? All right. I'm excited because we have a full show today, and we have someone really, really special. We have Samantha here. Samantha, say hello to the LA Talk Radio viewers and listeners. Oh, maybe we can't hear you. Let's check your mic. Samantha Flynn is here. Samantha, can you hear us? We can't hear you, Samantha, but maybe you'll go back out and come back in, and I'm going to introduce you, okay? You guys, why Samantha is, while she's checking her mic, I'm back from Cannes. Listen, what a time. What an amazing time. I'm really grateful for being able to travel across across the globe. And Cannes was amazing. The pandemic film is next on deck. And the pandemic project got picked up in Toronto. I'm very excited while I was in France. And Samantha, can we hear you now?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Monique.
Hi, dear. Welcome to The Startup. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's nice to see your beautiful smiling face on a Sunday. I got to start our week early, don't I?
Absolutely. But I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me as I worked through a little bit of technical difficulties.
No problem. Even the main media outlets have them. We're happy to see you. Let's go full screen. Introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell us who you are and what your brand is. Sam, sure. Let's go full screen.
Hi, everybody. I am Samantha Flynn. I am the founder and owner of Juniper Public Relations. We are a Chicago-based strategic communications firm that I founded in 2019, and we help organizations build awareness, credibility, and momentum through strategic storytelling. So whether you are a startup looking to get some recognition, a new restaurant launching a concept, or a major global company that's celebrating a business milestone or a big moment, we really help our clients to navigate their communication strategies to connect with the audiences that they're trying to reach. At our core, we're storytellers and we're problem solvers. We focus not just on what to say, but how to say it to make an impact. And right now we are a team of 12. We work across three countries. We have clients across the nation. We have clients across the globe. And we've really built the agency around the belief of smart work for nice people. That's the culture that we've created internally. And that's the kind of clients that we love partnering with every day.
Excellent. I love this. So the three countries that you're honing in on, I like that you didn't take the full gamut. I like that you really just honed in on a specialty region and you are looking to be great at that. And I think that's important for startups and scaling companies. Talk to me about the decision on why these three areas in these countries.
So I think it's important. Good communications and fundamental public relations practices will translate across countries, but there are specific nuances that you have to be aware of, cultural nuances, how people receive information. And so we know that we can really impact clients that are working in the United States. And so that's not limited to clients that are founded here and start here, but ones that are looking to break into this market. So they can be an international company that then is trying to connect with a US consumer, introduce their brand in from a different country. So we focus on the US. At some point, we realized that it would be beneficial if we could do North America. So we expanded to Canada. And so we have a large concentration of our staff in Vancouver and Toronto. And being able to market ourselves as a North American agency really gave us a competitive edge. And then we've naturally started to expand into Europe a little bit from an England and a France perspective. Again, that really just helps to strengthen the more that we're able to do work in other countries, the better we can help advise countries that are trying to come here. And it becomes a little bit of a two-way pipeline.
Very smart, very strategic. So you have over two decades of experience starting Juniper. I hope I pronounced it
yes,
right.
That's correct. Yes.
Juniper, public relations in 2019. Tell me about that. In 2019, we were full of joy and hope. And what happened after that?
I know. What a time to start a PR firm, right? Or go out on your own and start a business. So, you know, Monique, I wish I could tell you that I always had aspirations of entrepreneurship and I was a little girl that wanted to be a business owner and used to dream and sleep about it. But the reality is that in 2019, I had been in PR for a little over a decade. And the truth, which isn't necessarily a super sexy answer, is that I had just really burnt out, right? I had been burning the candle at both ends since I was very young. I was making a lot of other people a lot of money. And then I was asking if I could have a day off, right? On a Friday, I worked 27 days in a row and I'm like begging to get out of the office at 1 o'clock to do a little bit of a recharge. So at the end of the day, I had realized that I needed a pivot and I needed a shift. And as I sat down and started thinking about what my next move would be, I knew that just swapping an environment, going into another agency, changing some of the clients would be a short-term fix. It wouldn't be the problem. It wouldn't get to the root of, you know, where some of my issues were coming from. And I sat down and I made a list of the things that I did not want to do anymore rather than the things that I did want to do. So I said, okay, this hasn't served me here. I don't want to be doing this. And I got about four or five of them. And then entrepreneurship just kind of came in. So I thought, well, you know, I've built some things for other people. I've built PR departments for other agencies. I've told other brand stories. Why don't I try this for myself and just see how it goes? And so I've kind of built the plane while flying it, and it's been great. And I would say from a COVID perspective, the one industry that I think was a little bit more resilient was communications and PR, because everybody needed somebody to write there in these unprecedented times, right? And to communicate. So I was able to kind of navigate, I think, a little bit more. But yeah, that's how Juniper came to be.
Juniper's great. I love the name. Can you tell us your startup story and the inspiration behind the name? We got the inspiration behind the startup, but where did you get the name? I know that the name really speaks in volumes, especially in communications.
Thank you so much. And the name is a very personal one for me. And so the business is named after my cat, Juniper. If you look at my logo, the R in Juniper is a cat tail. We have some cat elements in with the logo there. But what I like to say about it is that it was my first real test as an entrepreneur. I was so excited and I was getting ready to launch the company. And one of my favorite stories, and I believe we're going to talk about the book that I just published recently, and this is included in the book, but I was deciding, what did I want my brand to be? I knew I didn't want it to be Samantha Flynn Public Relations, because I wanted to build something that could grow beyond me and wasn't solely tied to me. And I really went through naming, and I just had some conversations and thought, well, Juniper works. I can take the E out of it. It can be Juniper. You have PR in there. So if people aren't sure what I do, PR is in the name, and I'm going to do pink, and that's going to be my colors. Pinks are my favorite color. And I was so surprised when I started telling people that I got a lot of resistance within my network. I got resistance from family members and friends that were all really well-meaning, but they were saying, you cannot name your business after your cat. Like, that is crazy. And pink isn't a professional color. And this is so... And I remember it was like the first time I was really at this crossroads of entrepreneurship, where it was the first chance where I had the opportunity to be true to myself and to be authentic. And I knew I really wanted to feel good about the cards I was handing out and how I was presenting myself. Or do I go this other path and call myself like Clarity PR or Confusion PR or something? So I ended up deciding to stick with it. And I think it was a very formative moment, because now what I would say is that, thank you, we get compliments on the name all the time. It's memorable. And I would say also on that pink color, we get told that we stand out all the time and people remember us because of the name and because of the color. And I always think I'd love to answer this question, because it's such a testament to the power of the first true decision that I was able to make in entrepreneurship, and how by staying true to myself, it has served me so well over the past 7 years.
This is a really good element to cover, because you're telling your clients to stay true to their brand and their feelings about their brand and the elements that surround it. So you doing that and going against the grain a bit and being true and getting positive feedback is like, it's like you're putting your hand in the soil and you're showing them how to grow it. So I really love that you get the color scheme and the name that felt good to you, because you get up every day and you feel good about having those cards. And that's the point. That's the point. This is communications. This is connection. This is me. I'm telling a story in my name. And, you know, let's speak real quick for like a minute about that. When other people tell you there's this crowd and noise about your brands, I've had that with my wine catering business, the wine caterers. And I went back and forth with this firm way back when I started in the beginning, about 15 years ago. And they told me, the art of vino catered is not what you should do. You should say the art of wine catered. And I said, no, that doesn't feel right. And they're like, you need to have it all in English. And I said, no, I don't. It's wine. Wine is French and Italian and English, but it is the wine, the art of vino catered. And it's just been my slogan. And I'm so glad I listened to myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, it's one of those things where your authenticity is what is going to separate you. There are a million public relations firms, right? There are a million people that are doing things of various different types of way. And what I have found over and over again is that people respond to authenticity, and they know when you believe what you're saying. And people can spot when somebody is putting something on. So if I'm sitting here and saying, no, my logo is going to be blue and white, and I'm going to be impact public relations. And I'm going to say, and you're going to say, how did you pick impact? And I'm going to say back, well, because the work we do has impact on your business. Like, that's just such a cookie cut, like a memorable thing. Right. And now it's
so
like
cookie cutter. Oh yeah, my God.
But now, for better or for worse, and you can hear the passion of me answering the conversation and the question, in that I've named it after my cat and I love the color pink, and I love to like enthusiastically talk about my branding and how I came around it. And I love handing out those cards, and I have a bright hot pink border around the business card, and I get compliments on them all the time. So it's been really a good lesson for me that I've clung to since I started.
I'm glad that you led with that. Okay. So we love this name. We love your cat, and we love hot pink. Okay. So now let's lean in a little. You are an author, darling. Congratulations. Come
Thank
on, Sam.
So give me
some sound effects. We have sound effects coming. Tell us about your book, darling.
So I just published the book in April. It's called The Entrepreneur Advantage, Turning Chaos into Clarity. And really, it's two parts. I wanted to trace my journey in public relations and what brought me to entrepreneurship. So again, it's the story of how I studied, I worked, what I learned, all high profile projects that I've worked on. And then I've included some really raw discussion and reflection on the burnout and how that affected me, how that affected people around me. And I felt like that was important to include in the book because it was the catalyst that got me into entrepreneurship. Like I said, I never went to business school. I never had an inkling to want to be an entrepreneur. And then the second half of that is about, okay, now I've decided to be an entrepreneur, and how do I do this? And I didn't know, you know, about EBITDA or overhead or any of these like big business
EBITDA.
Terms that people
go, Oh my
God,
my MBA class just flashed back right before my eyes.
Yes, and like all of those different things. But what I did know is how to do public relations and how to build brands for other people. And so the second half of the book is how these PR best practices and principles were translated into entrepreneurial lifelines and have guided me from an entrepreneur perspective into growing Juniper where we are today. Like I said, we're servicing, you know, three different regions. We have 12 team members. We've been winning, you know, national awards for the work that we're doing with our clients. And that's really been figuring that out from public relations. So that's the whole story coming together in the book.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On the awards.
Thank
I know
you.
That when you're welcome. And I know that when you go that hard for your clients, sometimes once you have that inner dialogue with yourself to go hard for yourself, once you open that can, it goes. And so let's go for the last few seconds here. Tell us who you're looking for. Who's your dream client at Q3 and 4 of 2026 and going into Q1 of 2027?
So I would say that what I'm proud about us is because we do best practices and principles, we can apply and work in any industry. But I would say that our sweet spot are food and beverage company, restaurants, and travel and hospitality. So clients that are looking to raise their profile on a local, regional, and national level. So whether that's a new restaurant concept, a direct-to-consumer food and beverage company client, or a spirits brand, I would love to be working with an alcohol brand right now. I think, you know, we have all the chops to do it. We have all the resources. So yeah, that would be a dream client.
I have a couple people in the wine space for you.
Oh, great. Amazing.
Let's have a conversation offline. Great. You guys, Samantha Flynn, award-winning entrepreneur, author, baddie, and just good energy. Samantha, congratulations. Come back and check with us at the end of the year. We'd love to see your beautiful face again.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks so much, Monique.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you.
You too.
Ciao. All right, Samantha Flynn, you guys, there you go. Lean into it. Speaking of leaning in, our friend of the show, artist and talented mama, Stephanie Michaela. Stephanie with an F, honey.
Stephanie, I can't hear you. What happened?
Hi, beautiful. Welcome to the startup again.
Monique.
Oh, can you hear me? Can't hear me. Okay, she'll be right back. I have the piano right here waiting for Stephanie Michaela, friend of the show. She'll be right back. What a breath of fresh air Miss Samantha was, right? You guys, check her out. You can't go wrong with a PR agent who's put all the chips on themselves. I think that's a really beautiful place to go.
Okay.
A friend of the show, Stephanie Michaela.
Woo-hoo! Oh, thank goodness it worked. Hi.
Hi, beautiful. I have my piano right here ready to go.
I'm staring at it. I just love it.
Let's go full screen. Listeners and viewers, welcome to the Stephanie Michaela channel. Stephanie, introduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself. We'll go full screen right now.
Okay.
Stephanie.
Wonderful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Michaela. I'm a singer-songwriter here in LA, California, and I am just doing my thing out here and creating music in hopes to inspire others and taking them along on the journey with me as I create pieces that are super relatable and all about telling the story, the process, and just showing you who I really am through authenticity. And that's the goal, is to really be true to yourself. So here
I am. Yes, there you are. And I, listen, Stephanie and I have-
And now I can't hear you again. Oh no!
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, uh-oh. Stephanie, I want you to hear me. I don't know what happened. But listen, you guys, Stephanie's coming back. We're having technical issues, but she's got the thing, this album called Let Me See the Real You. And she's a talent and a mother and someone who's busy, right? She's not just a mother. She's a mother many times over. Can you hear me now, Stephanie?
Yes, I can. It's just about
yay! I was bragging about
just
you,
like
darling.
The startup, Monique, the startup. We got to
We're starting
up.
Back up.
Third Stephanie, time's charm.
It's okay. I'm loving the little 60s dip you have in your hair.
Well, you know, when you're not having a great hair day, this is what you get. Well, I
this
was just trying to play around with it. I was like, great, I've just been running around, so it's the high
your
ponytail.
Your skin and your boobs and your hair look this good.
Not
irreverent, your darling.
We're not looking at the hair. But thank you, Monique. I'm so
you're welcome, my love. All right, so let's get into it. Your content has been so delicious lately,
Thank you.
Relatable, so authentic, so the real
Thank
you. Won your ballots, your albums.
Thank
and
you.
So I'm excited to delve deeper here because what gave you the inspiration to just like whip out a vacuum and have your baby on the arm and like have a little pot of soup going on? Like, how's the response in this content?
It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. And everything we did before we got to this point with Turning Pages kind of just set the tone, like, here I am, I'm back. I took a long break. I wasn't really sure how music was going to fit back into my life, and somehow it did. So this is where I came from. And now, after Turning Pages, we started with Let Me See the Real You. And it's really, I wanted people to see that I have multiple sides of me as a person. I have my family. I have me as a mom, a friend, a wife, everything. And then I got my music, and I wanted to like mix them together and really show people who I really am. And this is what happens in life, and kind of make it fun. I wanted to actually take it even further and get even sillier, but maybe we'll save that for the next song.
I think we're ready for it. Let's get silly.
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much right away.
Don't give it away yet. We'll plan it. But where can people find, like, okay, so those moms out there, those dads out there, those entrepreneurs out there that really have to show the real them and are really looking to sell their dream to someone that could buy it or are really struggling right now, what is the message and the takeaway when you show us your everyday? Like, you're showing us rollers in the hair, food, kids, music, vacuums. Like, what's the takeaway?
The whole point of this is, like, we don't have to forget who we were before we became an older version of ourselves. We don't have to forget before we, whether we're married or kids, whatever it is, there's something that we really were drawn to as a child and something we were passionate about or something we wanted to try when we were younger. And then as we get older, we feel like we can't do that anymore. It's in the past. And
why do we feel like that, Stephanie? Sorry to interrupt. Why do we feel that way?
You get to a stage in your life and you're like, no, this is what I have to do now. These are the proper steps. I'm going to get married if you choose, right? You don't have to. Okay, get married. Oh, I probably should have kids because that's the life that I've seen. And maybe that's what you want, or maybe it's not what you want. Or maybe you've decided to just, you know, just do you, but not add that extra element that will make things even maybe more exciting or more just gives you something to look forward to when you wake up in the morning and some outlet to go to besides the routine. So my whole goal was like, I'm showing people that even with this busy life I had, bringing music back in, which I thought was gone forever, has changed everything and made it more exciting and given me a more of a purpose. And I know that purpose is to show my family, to show everyone, that all my friends, everything, like, there's more to us. So let me see it. If you haven't delved into it yet, let me see it. Because once you do and you tap into that, what it's going to do to your life is going to be incredible. Because now you have another outlet and you're not stuck and wrapped up in the nonsense that you may get into because you don't have that outlet.
No, I like this. This speaks to everyone. This is inclusive. Right. You know what? It's a call to action, actually. Song is a call to action. Let me see the real you. I think you need to have a song challenge.
Yeah, I would love to. And for people who just like don't like lyrics or don't like really read the lyrics or they just hear the beat, that's great. That's great. But I want everyone to read these lyrics because it makes sense and it's relatable. And you're glowing, your soul will shine. It'll shine if you just give yourself the opportunity to delve back into that thing that you loved or try something new.
Thank you for doing this. This is timely, right? Because we're coming off COVID and the endemic.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things going on in the world. And folks need a place to feel hopeful. And so if you have a family or you have a career or you have other obligations outside of yourself and your dreams, Stephanie Michaela is saying, let me see the real you. You can still do that. She's showing you with the vacuum and the kids and the
Exactly. You're in the kitchen. We're doing, there's a snippet of me in a bathrobe outside. My kids are playing basketball. I'm like, I'm a simple person. Like I wear bathrobes. My hair's in this. I wear the same thing all the time. I am not as good at shopping. I just do what I can. I do what I love. I'm with my family. My passion has always been music. I've never been happier to create at this stage because guess what? This is the other thing too. The older we get, the more we can bring to the table, right? So maybe what I'm doing now is possibly better than what I would have done 10, 15 years ago because now I have so much more behind me, experiences to add to these stories, songs, what I'm just, I adds more oomph and more relatability.
I like this. Let's go full screen. Stephanie, I want you to speak to the mom specifically out there.
Yes.
Who is feeling overwhelmed and like, I can't even do what I'm supposed to do to keep my head above water. So let's go full screen. Tell them who you are. Tell them how many kids you have and responsibilities, and then tell them what you think they need to hear.
Okay. I'm Stephanie Michaela. I am a mother of five. Now the five includes two sets of twins. I never thought at this stage I would be able to go back to do something that I am super passionate about, which is my music. I thought it was gone forever. Once it made a comeback, it has enhanced everything. It's brought more dimension to not only my life, my family's life, my friends. It's given us just so much like excitement because it's something to look forward to each day. And I know your people who are watching this are like, oh, great. Well, I don't have time for anything like that. It doesn't have to be full blown. It could be going to a book club. Maybe you want to do that. Maybe you want to go on special hikes. Maybe you want to learn about different kind of, I don't know. Maybe you want to learn about trees. Maybe you want to study anything you want to do. Delve into that and carve out a little time for yourself. I'm sure like you got like 10, 15 minutes a day to do that. It makes such a difference, and your kids will see something that you're really into. And I think that's the main thing for me, is that I was so inspired by my children and the way that they're so passionate about what they love. It made me take a step back and I was like, wait a minute, watching them have that drive, I could go after something again for myself. And I'm motivated by them. So getting back into this has just made me excited to create pieces that I'm hoping to inspire other moms and get them out there and just listen to my lyrics. Really listen. I've been through a lot of different things, and I'm writing about it, and I'm singing about it, I'm performing about it. I can't say it enough to people that I know we get stuck in the routine, but getting out of it just for a little bit, giving yourself you time and just doing something for you, taking an art class, taking a dance class, taking a singing class. It doesn't have to be what I'm doing, where it's like, I want to get out there and really do this aside from family life. Like, I want to get out there and really inspire others. I've made a commitment to it, but it doesn't have to be like this. I'm just saying it actually went up just taking this path on its own. So I'm grateful for that. Hopefully that helped.
That does
help. Too much.
No, it's beautiful. It's not, it's never, ever too much.
It's not simple. I'm not saying that it's, oh, go do that. Like, people are probably watching going, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know it's not simple. I've made a choice to actually, I'm not doing as much socially as I was doing before. I'm literally locked up in my house making social media stuff. Like, I'm doing stuff, but I've made that commitment because I know it's part of everything that I want to do.
Let's talk about that, right? The sacrifices in your social life.
Yeah, the sacrifices, but you know what? I've also learned a lot too, right? Like, I've taken a step back socially. I've really taken a step back and I've learned who my small circle is. This has opened up a lot of things. It's gotten away anything that wasn't meant for me and created blessings.
That's a word on a Sunday.
It's the blessings. I know what's important. I spent time doing stuff that wasn't important, like that, like really didn't enhance my life. So now it's like music comes back. It takes away toxicity. It makes my circle small. It's done that too.
Can we speak to the single person out there? What do you want the single person to know when they're balancing their work life, still going out and dating and putting themselves out there and showing the real them, right? Like, any words of wisdom there for them?
I just think it's about being authentic. That's all it's about. And really realizing who that authentic person is. And that's showing the real you. And if they like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. And if you start with that, the sky's the limit. Being true, honesty is like number one for me. And that's what I go by. And I try to teach my children that. And I think just whether you're married or single, it doesn't matter. People will be drawn to that true person. There's no reason to put on that mask or hide behind it, because what people have to offer is absolutely beautiful if they allow themselves to.
Yes.
To discover it.
I'm loving this. I'm loving
this. Don't be in a box. Don't put yourself in a box.
Get out of the box.
No, I got a lot of good stuff in the works.
Even though we're in a box here.
Yeah, we're in a box right now.
Virtually. All right. So Stephanie and I are collaborating this June 4th. We've got an amazing Mendez Gala for transplantation. It's my second time joining them. My fiance is a beneficiary of having a surgery that saved his life. So I'm all in, and Stephanie's going to grace us. Her and her husband are going to grace us with her presence. And I want to show you, Stephanie, some of the cute little booklets you're putting in the swag bags. I don't know if you can see them. You can't. I will show them offline, darling. But thank you for being a part of this. And I can't wait to see you on the red carpet.
I'm excited to be there. It's like the highlight of the week. I don't get to go out much.
Oh my God. If this is what you're giving.
Home studio. I mean, that's, you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Like home studio event. I'm a homebody.
Come on, skin. We've got boobs. We've got skin. We have 60s hair. We're excited. What is happening in Q4 and Q1 of 2027? Can you give us a little teaser on some music? What are you going for? We got about 30 seconds left.
We have a lot of good stuff. I have a lot of good stuff in the works that'll be coming out shortly. It's more about writing right now and just getting all my feelings out on paper. And I'm really happy. I'm happy about it. I'm just going at my own pace. I'm going at my own pace. Thank you. And I'm hoping to get some performances soon, but I'm not rushing that. I'm happy about where I'm at with
the writing. You're going to get the right ones. You're kind of, I can think you could do a Delight revamp. Do you remember Delight?
With this hair
and this skin, girl.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's what happens when you stay inside all the time. The sun's not really hitting it. And when I go out, it's a hat and sunglasses.
So I know. Your vitamin C is vitamin C-ing. All right, you guys. Stephanie Michaela, mother of five, artist, entrepreneur, wife, friend, beautiful overall human being, giver to the Mendez Foundation for Transplantation, and a friend of the show. Stephanie, I'm excited to announce the other things we're working on together later in the year, darling.
Me too. Okay, well, I appreciate you having me always. So much fun.
And where can we pick up your music if we want to fill
you? Everywhere. Stephanie Michaela Music. That's Stephanie with an F, Michael with an A at the end. My website, stephaniemichaela.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, also Spotify, all the DSPs, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, everywhere.
Get into it, you guys. If she can
get into it, it's relatable.
Too. Yeah, if she can do it, you can too.
Everyone can do it. It doesn't have to be full blown, but you can do it.
You can do it. That's the takeaway on this Sunday. Yeah. Stephanie, I love seeing your beautiful face. I will see you Thursday evening, darling.
Yes, me too. Thank you again, Monique. Everyone have a great Sunday.
Right.
Bye. Ciao. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
What a delight that Stephanie Michaela is. Next up, we have Will Henderson at the Startup. Welcome to the Startup, Will. How are you today?
Excellent, Monique.
You got that radio voice, sir. Let's go full screen and introduce yourself to the listener and viewer and tell us who you are and what your brand is.
Okay, sure. Hi, I'm Will Henderson, and I'm the founder of LunarLife.me or Lunar Life. And most importantly, it's an app. It's not astrology. It's horoscopes or tarot or psychic prediction. It's a personal timing intelligence platform that combines chronobiology, environmental signals, behavioral sciences, and AI to help people understand patterns in sleep, mood, energy, productivity, workouts, and decision-making. We believe this is a new category for this kind of endeavor, and we're very excited about it. I'm happy to be on your show to share it with you, and love your energy.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Will. And pardon me, I was thinking I was in a luxury home in Irvine Cove with my piano in the back, and I look like an avatar today. So pardon my dust. I'm having fun with technology, but I really love that you're on here talking to me about lunar life. We're in a fire horse year, as we all know. I want you to talk to the common everyday person, folks that aren't already very inspired by astrology and energy and all the things metaphysically, maybe someone that might want to dip their toe, talk to us about how Lunar Life can bridge that gap.
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. However, for a long time, I guess people have really kind of not really thought about it too much. But I mean, we all count calories, we count steps, we count, effort, and we look at outcomes. But no one really, and we always embrace like new things to kind of take us to, our nirvana or best self. However, no one really considers timing. And like, I always grew up, timing is everything. So, why do some days you could do the same thing and it goes easy, and some days you do the same thing and it goes really, really hard? And some people might take it like personally, oh, I did some bad karma thing, or this is karma coming out, but I can't figure it out. Or maybe it's misattribution. You did somebody wrong and now you're having a terrible day because of it. But I began to ask the question, well, what if it was just really timing in the universe? And, this is what you have to really think about. Man-made calendars only been around for 6,000 years, but that truly governs exactly everything that we do. But our evolution of all our sophisticated systems down to even the single cell of us has been under billions and billions of years of solar and lunar cycles. And you have to understand that there is a connection, and if there is a connection at that level, that explains so many things that we're just not really cognizant of. And we've never really had a computing paradigm that's as strong and prevalent and ubiquitous as we have right now to actually, figure this all out until now. And so we developed an app that can do that and help people, and we've created a whole new category of personal and timing intelligence. So you put things on your calendar every day. People think about the priority of that thing or the logistics of how you're going to accomplish it and whether it makes sense and where you can kind of leverage, your connections to get things done and maybe have lunch with some of your best friends or that kind of thing. But no one really actually looks at the timing that they should be doing things. And that's our job. That's what we do.
I like this. So it's a mixture of like quantum physics and a perfect alignment. I'm a fan of Abraham Hicks, and I think that has really shifted a lot of things. And you're right. I have friends that go, don't make decisions today. There's a, situation with the moon, or, there's an uphill situation. And we are energy, and things do, there's cause and effect for everything. How can we practically pull down the strongholds of folks going, I don't believe in it, it sounds kooky? How can we align them, especially folks that use cell phones, that get into airplanes, and rely on science and energy to give them the results that they want? Like, how can we really speak to them in this space?
Yeah, I think it's just simple education. I mean, I was stunned. There was about a month ago where there was a great picture of a human cell that was, it was taken with several different technologies, and it captured the movement within the cell and all its systems. And you look at it, it's basically a universe within a universe. And when you think about billions and billions of years of evolution, our very cellular structure and systems, it's hard not to imagine that it still impacts us in some way. In some ways, I guess what's maybe happened is the current calendar has kind of short gapped us into not really understanding or feeling our true selves. We know that, sometimes you wake up, you look at your calendar and you're like, there's no way I'm doing that. I don't feel it. It's not
that's the entrepreneur's life, darling. That's what we do, like, all the time.
Yeah, right.
Can we push that till Friday? But
wouldn't it be great? And we're not predicting anything. We're only just doing what you're most likely feeling already, right? Within your gut, within your, we always say, what does my gut tell me? Listen to your gut. What is, right. You always have that circumstance where it's just like, oh my God, I knew that wasn't going to work. Why did I still do that?
Like, why did I pack that in? I don't feel like doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we can help you, you know, and our goals are really, really small. You know, if we can help you, you know, avoid poor outcomes 5% of the time and increase good outcomes 5% of the time, that could make the difference between you having a great day or an okay day, or maybe even a great life, actually, when you think about it. And, you know, some people could be having a tough time with them, with their job, their situation, mainly because they're stuck in their calendar and they don't know it. And they don't see a way out. But if they understood that, okay, I can understand, it's my timing, it's the rhythm, and I need to fix that, or I need to at least understand it, so it gives me some level of comfort that I'm not crazy.
Yeah, this is really great. I want to go full screen. I want you to speak to the entrepreneur right now who is feeling like the walls are caving. They have to manage 10 to 15 things a day. They don't know where to start. So talk to them specifically about how lunarlife.me can really pull them down and give them a clean slate to start. Because tomorrow's Monday, so they need a new Monday.
Sounds good. Well, I would start, first of all, by going to lunarlife.me and download our beta. Go through our exercise of enabling it. And answer the questions and the archetype test that we provide to you. And then after that, your first thing is to go, when is my best creative launch date? So we have a scripted script that can go on there and basically tell you which day is most likely to be a good day for your creative launch for an idea, or maybe you're in the midst of launching a product or a project right now. So those are the things you can do to understand perhaps your timing, but you should also revert to our open search, Celestial Search. Use Celestial Search just as like you would any Google, any activity, task, endeavor, or query. You know, just use that to find out what your personal or best timing is, your rhythm, if you will, and that'll go a long way to helping you, you know, understand the best times for you to perhaps talk to investors, talk to your wife or your significant other, you know, talk to an important client, set up a meeting. These things are going to track basically your best timing, your best opportunities for doing different activities. And some activities require a little reflection. So maybe they're more geared around a new moon. Some of them require a little bit more exuberance and action. And so that's maybe tied to move closer to a full moon. Mm-hmm. But we're not just one dimensional. I know our name is Lunar Life, but we're actually tracking not just the moon, the sun, but we're also tracking planets. We're also tracking phenomena like coronal mass ejections, tidal influence, solar flares. People don't understand that these things can have a tremendous impact on our anxiety levels, our mental states, can affect our animals, it can affect our technology. Imagine you could wake up one day, you go to bed and you're like, you're right as rain. Nothing's changed. You wake up the next day. The animals are bouncing off the wall. The kids are bouncing off the wall. Your technology is glitching and you're God. I don't know what the hell happened. What the hell is going on? Right. And it just could be, it's just a storm, right? That you don't see, taste, or feel, but it impacts you on a level that you just can't comprehend. And it may even last a couple of days or a few days. You can, after 2 to 3 days of this, you might just do something rash, right? So because you just don't understand what's actually happening and you kind of take it personally, but you can't. You really just have to understand it just might be a rhythm. It might be something that's going to pass. Now, on the other hand, there are some people out there with some significant, you know, mental health issues and so forth. You know, so this isn't a panacea. You have to use good judgment when you use it. And you also have to understand, like, it can't fix anything. It can't fix broken. You need, you know, professional help to do that. But yeah, for the person who is, you know, for the most part, they are going through their lives and they just have these little hiccups and they like to understand a little bit more how to avoid them or how to make sure that they put themselves in good situations and make good decisions, then personal timing intelligence is a really good thing to do that.
I love it. Emotional intelligence and lunar intelligence, everybody. You can't blame everything on the retrogrades, okay? I have a friend that tells me, oh, it's the retrogrades. I'm like, you know what? God dang it. I'm not going to filter my life around that. Like, that's I can't do that. You guys, get with lunarlife.me, get with Will and his team, and put yourself in the right energetic space. Will, I want you back. I want to do a longer segment with you. I want to see how you got here. I want to learn more about you.
I would love that. It would be a very interesting story to explore.
I know you've got some tea to spill, Will. Hey, Will, what are you doing?
We probably have a shared path. So
no kidding, sir. I've done all the things. So I've got some interesting. What are you doing in September?
I'm open. You know, for you, I'll make it open.
Come to Beverly Hills. We need you at the Emmys event, the celebrity event. Maybe you can help some folks at the Emmys celebrity gifting suite. And
I would love that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
That would be a great opportunity. I actually live in California. I'm in New York right now, but I live in Northern California.
NorCal.
Yeah.
Well, have you come down to the South?
Yeah, I'll come down. The weather's always better there.
I've had my days in the NorCal. But we have someone here. So we'll come back. I'm going to talk to your people. I want to give you a whole segment. I don't want to deep dive into Mr. Henderson's background and how he got here because I know it's going to be good tea.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, yeah, I'd love to share that with you. You're the right person to do it with, too. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm a Cap Aquarius with the sun or moon in Cancer or Leo. And so I'm an oxymoron in itself. So, all right, you guys, Will Henderson from lunarlife.me coming from New York by way of NorCal. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Monique, for hosting me.
It's my pleasure. We'll see you soon. Okay, we have Malden here. Malden from the state delegate of 27A. Welcome to the startup, Mr. Malden. How are you?
So much, Monique. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have the floor, sir. Introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what's going on.
Absolutely. So, yes, Sean Malden here. You know, I started off as a politician in Capitol Heights, Maryland. I'm a former mayor there. And my trajectory and line to business or pathway to business is probably one of the more unconventional ones. You know, I was the mayor there in the town of Capitol Heights. And, you know, after some while and a little bit of a little political issue, which is, you know, why I wrote my book, you know, how I overcame political fire and came back stronger. Basically, the office was snatched from under me. You know, the office was abolished while I was sitting. Now, I think I think that has never happened probably in the history of this country, any political office like that being taken away. Some folks may say, hey, let's abolish the current office of the presidency or, you know, but there is a way. There's a way that seems right unto man. And in the end, it leads to death. You don't do that. You go through the process of impeachment if you'd like to, you know, get someone out of office. So they would have had to done something, you know, that arose to the level of being malfeasance, misfeasance, some kind of criminal action. And then you would go through the process of impeachment. Your charters have that. Constitution has that. But yes. The group where I was serving, they decided, you know what, we're just going to create a new law. We'll temporarily abolish the office. And they named all these odd things that just were not true.
Mr. Mayor Malden, thank you for your time. And you are an author, so I know folks buy your book, they can get to the heart of what you're sharing. And we're the startup, so talk to us about entrepreneurs being able to relate to being displaced or not feeling like they belong.
Yeah, for sure. I think entrepreneurs are oftentimes feeling like, okay, this isn't working for me. You know, this isn't happening how it should happen. And then they, but that's the thing about being an entrepreneur too, Monique, is that folks have to become creative. So my story is that after that situation happened, I pivoted and now I have a company called the Maldon Academy. By training and trade, I help people, you know how to become an American Sign Language interpreter, just like I am a nationally certified American Sign Language interpreter. So I opened up an academy and now we run the program online as well as an interpreting agency. So we provide interpreting services to the federal government. We have a few contracts as well as, you know, churches, anyone, you know, we'll provide interpreters there. So yes,
this is great. Where can we buy your book? I'm running out of time and I want to delve deeper. So I'm going to invite you, Mr. Maldon, to come back and give you a full segment. But where can we buy your book and where can we find your services?
Absolutely. So the book can be found at SeanMaldonBooks.com. That's SeanMaldonBooks.com. Certainly my services can be found at Maldon Interpreting. That's MaldonInterpreting.com.
There he is in his beautiful lid on the startup, Mr. Maldon. You know what, Mr. Maldon? I think that there's going to be a beautiful segment and synergy to hear just how you got where you are. And we're grateful for the things that you provide and the struggle you've endured. Please continue to start up and scale. What Will You Start Up Today with Mr. Maldon and others. We'll see you next week. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.